acting Prime Minister Richard Marles says watered-down superannuation tax changes that were announced yesterday are not simply a response to criticism of the original plan. The federal government has made two major concessions to its bill on taxes for the largest super balances. The threshold at which higher tax rates will apply will now be indexed to inflation, and the proposal will no longer apply to unrealised capital gains. Mr. Marles says super was always intended to be a source of retirement income, not an investment vehicle in its own right, and changes will simply make the system more sustainable.
We're very much meeting the goal that we've always had in place. We're doing it in a better way, and this is about a responsive government, which is listening to feedback as it comes in and adapting accordingly.
The federal opposition says it is considering whether to back the changes. The proposed start date is set for July next year.